This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with both Kelly Smith and Kristen Santamaria, who are longtime best friends, well-respected corporate attorneys, and co-founders of Dotted Lines. Dotted Lines is a company that provides entrepreneurs in the health and wellness space with trustworthy, affordable, and professional legal contract templates and education specifically targeted to the health and wellness space to successfully grow and protect their businesses. And ladies, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks so much for having us, Eric.
Yeah, really appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today. I'm sure we'll learn a few things as well. So for starters, Kristen, if you would, what is an LLC and why should you consider one for your business? Let's start there.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to answer this question. So before diving in further, just wanted to remind everyone that nothing in this interview should be considered legal advice or a substitute for legal advice. But with that out of the way, an LLC is a limited liability company. So it is one type of a legal entity. There are several different kinds out there, but generally speaking, an LLC is a very flexible type of legal entity. And we see it a lot in the solo entrepreneur space. So in the health and wellness space, we often see business owners choose to form an LLC. But an LLC, when it's formed correctly, is an incredible tool to have in your risk protection plan for your business because it does allow you to separate your personal assets from your business assets. So this is really huge. And so basically, if you were to get sued in your health and wellness practice or have some other type of liability come up, generally speaking, if you have an LLC in place, only your personal or only your business assets are going to be able to be collected on if you were to be held liable in a lawsuit. So your personal assets, everything you've worked so hard for, your savings, your car, all of that is going to be protected. So forming an LLC can be a really, really big tool, something we'd love to see health and wellness practitioners take advantage of. And generally, it's very straightforward to form and can be done with just a few simple filings with your Secretary of State's office. And there are some corporate formalities that need to be followed, such as keeping business records separate. There are a couple others, but one to keep in mind is also to have an LLC agreement. And that is something that a court would just look at to make sure that you are following those formalities. You do really treat your business as separate from yourself. And an LLC agreement is something they would want to make sure that you have. And we do offer a template through that, through Dotted Lines, if you're looking for one. But it's a pretty straightforward document, something we always like to make sure people have in place. And then, Kelly, do you have anything to add to that one?
Kristen, I think you covered it really well. I think sometimes I always think it's helpful to just hear an example. So just by way of example, if you've got a business and you're operating and say you had a client who, you know, got upset about something and filed a lawsuit and maybe these legal bills add up fast. So you've spent, even if it's just defense costs alone, you know, $100,000 gets racked up related to this argument with this client. What's incredible is that that liability is limited only to the assets of your LLC. So there's no way that they would be able to get outside of that and get to, say, your 401k savings or your other savings account. So it really is just an incredible way to protect your personal assets from anything that arises in your business. And of course, we always hope it won't, but the truth of the matter is that these things do happen. And so just making sure to protect yourself for those kind of worst case scenarios is so important.
Certainly a great way to kick things off here today. A lot of good information. I'm sure you've gotten the attention of the audience as well. Kelly, good to have you as well. What is your signature three-pronged approach for reducing risk in a business?
Yeah, so Kristen just hit on kind of the first step of that prong, which is creating and forming that LLC for the very reason we just talked about, which is that that is going to allow you to separate your personal assets from being subject to any liabilities that pop up in your business. So that is just huge in a way to help you rest easier and sleep easier at night, knowing that your personal assets aren't subject to those liabilities. The second prong of that approach is to have professional, well-drafted, attorney-drafted contracts in your business. It is a way to be able to reduce your risk because you can actually contractually limit your liability in these contracts. So that is huge. Also, we've found that just getting everybody on the same page with these contracts, as far as setting expectations up front, really just reduces the risk that you're going to have those disagreements pop up in the future. And then even if you do, what's incredible about these contracts is that you can build in contractual provisions that allow you to cap your exposure or your damages that could be owed to those amounts. So for example, in our contracts, we might limit them to 1 month's fees. So it's really just reducing what you're limited or reducing the maximum damage that you could suffer. The third prong is really just considering the role of business insurance. And here we always recommend working with an insurance broker who can advise you on the different types of policies that are out there. And this can be really crucial. You know, if you have a claim made, the business insurance, you know, depending on the policy terms, can step in and respond to those claims. The other great benefit of business insurance when it does kick in is that frequently it can cover the cost of defense. So, you know, even if you've done nothing wrong, the truth of the matter is that you can be sued at any time for any reason. And, you know, it's up to the court to decide whether or not you have liability. But sometimes just the process of figuring out whether you have that liability can get very expensive because you're defending yourself all along the way. So business insurance, when used properly, can just be crucial in your overall risk mitigation strategy.
Yeah, certainly some good advice there as well. Tell me, what types of contracts should one consider using if they're working with a client one-on-one versus group coaching or versus selling a course? What's the difference between these types of contracts?
Yeah, so, you know, when we say that using contracts in your business is so important, you know, it's also important to make sure you're using the right type of contract that's responding to the type of service that you're providing. So it's not one of those kind of one size fits all. And there are a lot of nuances to consider, which is one reason that we created Dotted Lines. You know, we realize that there are a number of other contract template businesses out there, but none that were really responding specific to the needs of online entrepreneurs, particularly in the health and wellness space. So we found that we wanted to develop contracts that were really going to be created in a way that responded to those needs. So, for example, if you're working one-on-one with clients, there are different considerations than if you're doing a group coaching program. So I'll give you an example. In a group coaching program, you know, you have different, you're working with different group members, and, you know, you might have confidentiality concerns that you want to address amongst your group members, or you might have a code of conduct that you want to address amongst the group members. So those are both really important, just items to pay attention to that aren't going to come up in the one-on-one context, but that you want to make sure you're addressing in your group coaching contracts. Also, if you're selling a course, you know, what might be more important is your intellectual property and the content that you're creating. You want to make sure that you're adequately protecting that and that you're creating the right rules around who can use that content and then how they can distribute it, or that they, you know, you'd want to build in really that it's just for their own personal use and that they can't distribute it. So having that right intellectual property language in there is going to be key in a course. So as you can see, really having these different types of contracts is really critical and is going to just set you up to have the right relationship with your customers and clients. These contracts really are a first impression you're making. And so you really want to step out with the best foot forward and set clear expectations up front. And I think that just starting the relationship off in that way is going to make sure that you have or put you in the best position to have a really strong relationship going forward.
Certainly do appreciate the both of you taking a moment to be with us here today and are appreciative of what you do in this space as well. We're speaking with both Kelly Smith and Kristen Santamaria, co-founders of Dotted Lines, a company that provides entrepreneurs in the health and wellness space with trustworthy, affordable, and professional legal contract templates and education specifically targeted to the health and wellness space to successfully grow and protect their businesses. And they've joined us here today on eHealth Radio's legal channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, what are considerations that health and wellness professionals should consider when it comes to scope of practice?
Sure. So this is something that we get asked a lot of questions about because I think it can be a really tricky thing for business owners to navigate, especially with the virtual health and wellness, you know, field taking off in terms of virtual consultations and things like that. But the first tip we have is to really dive in and understand what your specific scope of practice is from your training organization and from your regulatory board. Hopefully you've been taught this as a part of your training, but I know sometimes it's not a huge focus and you kind of have to do digging yourself depending on what type of health and wellness entrepreneur you may be. But the next point is really to understand what your scope of practice is not. And oftentimes this is really the more important point because state laws often do regulate, you know, things like mental health therapy, physical therapy, and of course, always the practice of medicine is going to be defined via state law. So you want to make sure that what you are doing does not encroach on one of those defined fields. Of course, unless you are a physician or a physical therapist, things like that, and what you're doing falls within that scope. But for health and wellness professionals like health coaches and nutritionists, we always like to talk about being careful that you're not diagnosing, you're not treating, healing, or prescribing. Those are all things that are going to fall within the practice of medicine. And so here, this can be a little tricky because a lot of times, you know, say you're a health coach or you're a nutritionist, someone comes to you with a diagnosis already. So then in that case, you want to talk more about treating the bigger system, things like, you know, let's improve your blood sugar balance, let's improve your digestion, but not specifically talking about their treating their specific disease or diagnosis. And then also, you know, just being careful about things about medical nutrition therapy is another kind of regulated scope of practice that we see in terms of being a dietitian. Generally, most states require you to be a dietitian before practicing medical nutrition therapy, which is really kind of doing what I just said, which is using nutrition to treat a medical diagnosis. So just something to be to have on your radar if you are a nutritionist or a health coach particularly. But we did a really deep dive on these issues as a part of Dotted Lines. We wanted to provide a lot of information about U.S. state nutrition laws, which also touch on a lot of scope of practice issues. So we do have some really great webinars we've put together if people want a deeper dive, because I know this is a really underserved area, especially for the nutrition and health and wellness space. So we talk about state nutrition laws and functional lab testing, and I think they're both really great tools, both of these webinars, to help out practitioners in those areas.
Also, if you would, what are the policies one would need to have on their website to be legally compliant as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are three policies that we really like to see to have a very solid protection, you know, plan around your website, and also just generally information and content that you may be putting out via social media. So the first one is going to be a privacy policy. So this is a big one because this is required to have by both international laws. For instance, the GDPR of the EU came out a few years ago, put this kind of on everyone's radar, and there are, California has a lot of laws around this area, and then we're seeing just more and more states enacting these laws, you know, as the years go on. So something that's really crucial. But the privacy policy is generally going to talk about what types of information you're collecting when someone visits your website, how you store it, what you're doing with it, are you sharing it with anyone, and then how you password protect it, and what are you doing to protect it. So this is very crucial that you have on your website, and we have a great privacy policy template available via Data Alliance. And then the next policy we love to see for health and wellness practitioners is a website disclaimer. So this is really huge because when you do business with strangers on the internet, you know, most people that visit your website or view your content are going to be very reasonable people, are not going to go change their whole diet and lifestyle based on one thing you shared on your blog or social media. But this is a great way to protect yourself from those people who may not act so reasonably with what you share. So it's going to cover things like your scope of practice, that you're, you know, not a substitute for medical advice, things like that. And then, you know, making clear that someone should always speak to their licensed medical provider before making any changes. And then here you can also disclose a number of things, also like your affiliate and sponsored arrangements. And it's just a really great thing to have on your website, again, especially for health and wellness entrepreneurs when we have all these scope of practice issues to worry about. And then the last policy is a website terms and conditions. So this really sets the ground rules for doing business with you in terms of anyone that comes to your website, if they're thinking about becoming a client of yours or purchasing a product you have, they're on notice of all of the big terms that you want to put in place if they do decide to do business with you. So this would be things like, you know, making sure that your IP is protected. What are your refund policies? What are your payment plan policies? Here you can also limit your liability. And then as Kelly kind of talked about, if you do have any kind of, you know, course or group program, you can go ahead and set out the rules of conduct for using those type of things. So those three policies, we think, really round out a great website protection policy and just a great, you know, asset to have in your business to have those policies in place. And we do have templates for all of those through Dotted Lines.
Once again, ladies, it certainly has been our pleasure and honor to have you with us here today on the program on behalf of Dotted Lines. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or one last final word for the listeners today?
Yeah, Eric, thank you so much for making the time for us. You know, as you can tell, we're just so passionate about this topic. We love talking about it. And I know it's just so hard to just summarize it in 15 minutes. So what I did just want to make sure and let the audience know is that we have a lot more detail available through our website at dottedlinesco.com, including a free guide, which is a 15-step startup checklist for entrepreneurs. So I'd really recommend checking that out. I think it's an incredible resource and just goes into a little bit of a deeper dive on a lot of the topics we covered here today. And if you visit our website, you'll also see our signature program on there, which is our Legally Ready bundle, where the unique thing about that program is it has our 15 most popular contract templates included, but also 40 plus legal lessons that we've broken down into 7 different modules covering, you know, all the kind of must-have topics that pop up when you own and operate a business. So we've gotten feedback that it's just incredibly useful, and Kristen and I are just so excited to have found a way to share the knowledge we've accrued over the last 20 combined years into this program. So I hope that everyone will be able to check out those resources.
Yes, and of course, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast as well. Kelly and Kristen, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric.
Again, we've been speaking with Kelly Smith and Kristen Santamaria, co-founders of Dotted Lines, a company that provides entrepreneurs in the health and wellness space with trustworthy, affordable, and professional legal contract templates and education specifically targeted to the health and wellness space to successfully grow and protect their businesses. And for all the details, simply visit dottedlinesco.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important for your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.